Howdy there, folks. It's SAF Chance back here again. We've got a special guest with us today. My father will be joining me in the Windrower, and we will be talking about the days of old in agriculture here in the region. First off, I'm going to have my dad introduce himself to you.
I'm Tuffy Snook.
And would you like to inform us how long you've been at this?
All my life. I'm 66 years old. Been at it all my life.
And you would be what, the third generation on the place? After great-grandpa, grandpa, and then you, then me. So anyways, we're going to have him talk about the agricultural base that we had back in the day. Talk about the livestock we raised, the equipment he used, and just what general life was like out here on the plains. So, with that being said, I'm going to turn the phone over to him, and I'm going to let him just kind of fill you in on a little bit of what his childhood was like.
Well, I guess when I was a kid, we had, my dad raised sheep and cattle, and we farmed. We raised wheat, oats, and barley, and of course we put up hay for our sheep and cattle. We didn't have that awful big of a place. We ran about 150 head of sheep and about 75 head of cows, I think it was, and we put in about 100 acres of wheat a year and probably 50, 60 acres of barley and 30 acres of oats or 40, somewhere in that neighborhood. Just mostly it was for feed for the cattle. We had a guy come to our country from, well, he was down at Bushnell, Nebraska, where he came from, Bushnell, Nebraska. It's down by the Colorado line. He moved up there and he had a machine that would make cake out of grain for cattle. So that's what we used a lot of our grain for. We would have him make cake every year for us. We put probably 13, 14, 15 ton, whatever he'd make. We had to mix wheat and barley together for it. And cows really liked it. It was really good cake. We had an old granary that we put it in, an old wooden granary, and coons liked it too, so we would go out there at night and try and shoot the coons out of the cake bin. The equipment we used to have, our haying equipment was, we had a number 9 mower, 7-foot bar on it, and an old side delivery New Holland rake. And then we always had a little square baler, it was New Holland baler. And that's how we put hay up. It would, we probably put up, 5,000-6,000 bales a year, or something like that, generally, what we put up. And of course we had to stack them all by hand. We did have an old farmhand to stack bales with, and hay head on it, and you'd pick up 10 bales at a time and set them up there and then get off and stack them. Then the farming, we had to begin with, we only had like an 8-foot disc, and we had a 6-foot one way. And what I really liked when we was farming is when we got to use the rod weeder, because it was 14 foot, and boy, it seemed like he could really get over the territory with that. Then we had a grain drill. I think it was a 12 foot, that's what it was. We had generally had our own combine. Dad would buy had a combine. Of course, they were old, you know. No cab or anything, so you sat right out in the dirt and everything. The first one that I can remember was at Alice Chalmers, and put the straw out the side. The straw rockers went out the side, not behind. And that sucker really was dirty. He finally got rid of that, and then he got a Massey Harris Super 90 or Special 90 Special, I guess it was. it had a 14 foot head on it, but of course no calf or anything, so that was pretty much my job to run the combine. We never used to be able to combine till up in this country. My birthday was the 3rd of August, and we were generally combining on my birthday. It'd be the end of July before we'd ever be able to start combining. Nowadays, it's moved up to where normally they're, lots of times they're even cutting on the 4th of July here. The climate has just changed that much, I guess, so here's Chance back.
Why don't you, we'll have you talk a little bit about the family around here, about, your cousins and your uncles and whatnot, their places, how much they might have differed from ours.
Well, my dad, he was, I think there was 11 of them in his family, 11 kids, and a lot of them stayed right around here. My grandpa came here, and I'm not certain exactly what year it was. I think it was 1890s or very early 1900s, and set up a homestead, because my dad was born 1912, and he was born just 10 miles west of where I grew up. And when my dad died, he died right there at home of lung cancer, so he only made it 10 miles in his entire life from home, from where he was born. But I had an uncle that lived, they bought a place just to the south of where Grandpa's place was. Grandpa had, I don't know, I'm guessing he must have had probably 3,000 acres or something like that. And my uncle Lawrence, he bought a place, and then he died like a year after I was born, so I don't even really remember him. But my cousin Delbert was just 10 years younger than my dad, so he was operated the place. I remember Delbert, and Delbert had, he was over 4,000 acres. He always ran yearlings on his place. He done a little bit of farming too, but he always just buy calves in the spring and run them over for summer, so he didn't really need a lot of hay. He put some hay up, but not a lot. And then I had another uncle that lived just in South Dakota. Oh, it's probably only 4 or 5 miles from where Grandpa's place was. He bought a place there, and I'm not for certain how big it ever was, because
4,500, 4,000.
Yeah, maybe, well, it might have only been 2,500 or something like that. I don't know. He had already sold it and moved to town by the time I remember him, until I was big enough. So there was quite a few of them around, and then I had another uncle, Leonard. He went up to Wyoming and bought a place around Sundance. And I have no idea how big of a place he had, but he had a son, Marvin, that took over and ran the place, and he kind of expanded it, and then he even went around Hewlett and bought another place. And they had, oh gosh, I don't know, I think they ran over 1,000 head.
Yeah,
1,500. 1,500, right, I guess, somewhere in that neighborhood. They'd always have cattle in the feedlots and everything, so they'd come down always on, they would come down and stop and visit us on Labor Day. They'd go down, they had cattle down south of us, down around Scott's Bluff and the feedlots, and they'd go check them cattle, see how they're doing, and then they would stop and visit us. That's kind of the ones that I can remember that really had much for land around us. I guess one of my aunts, she married a guy around Shattern. He had a place around Shattern too, that it wasn't a very big one, but it was still, you know, maybe 2,000 acres or something like that. And my cousin Larry, he still operates that to this day, and he's getting fairly old now, and his son's pretty much taking over it now. So that's about all I can come up with now.
Well, I hope you all enjoyed that little background onto this snook operation here. We have grown and expanded throughout the years and are continuing to, and I hope to talk more on this subject. Yeah. If any of you have any recommendations for what you'd like to hear, just let me know. Thanks for listening.